When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Are you struggling to find motivated sellers that will sell to you at a discount? I understand. I mean, if you're using the same old marketing tactics, it's probably getting a little bit more expensive as well, right? Well, would you like to know how to find motivated sellers online for like a dollar a day? Well, I'm going to share with you three must-dos to finding an endless number of motivated sellers online, even if you've got a really tiny little budget. Let's do it.
This is Terrio Media.
Hi, I'm Matt Terrio, CEO of Epic Real Estate. And if you'd like to find motivated sellers online for as little as a dollar a day, then you're in the right place. So keep watching, because I do this for my own business as well as for several of my REIACE clients. And here's the challenge. And if you've ever tried to find motivated sellers online with social media or paid advertising, you've likely learned that that stuff, it's all fine and dandy for other businesses that are trying to sell stuff. But when it comes to finding motivated sellers, we as real estate investors, we're trying to buy stuff, specifically real estate, at a discount. It's a big ticket. And it takes a very different thought process and strategy to try to buy something from someone, not to mention their own home, at a discount, than it does to try and sell something to someone at a discount. You see, property owners, they don't normally voluntarily, you know, wave their hand and offer to give their house away. But that's what most real estate investors are expecting to happen when they market online, even if it's subconsciously. I mean, some sellers do, I guess, but they're few and far between. And it's those few that everyone is fighting for. You see, there's a much bigger pool of motivated sellers to buy from that most don't have the slightest clue as to how to find. So to find them, you've got to do these three things. I'll give you these three things you got to do. One, identify target. You know, what type of property do you want to buy? Who owns that property? Who's the typical owner of that property? And what are the typical problems that they would encounter? Because you want to follow the problem. Because no property owner in their right mind is going to sell you their property at a discount unless they actually have a problem. Unless they are motivated to do so. You see, the problem is what puts the motivated into motivated seller. So follow the problems and the profits will follow. So finding this problem online, it's much easier than most people realize, meaning you don't really have to find them at all. The online advertising machines, those platforms, they'll find them for you. But not how you might think. You see, most real estate investors, they go and try to narrow their target down to homeowners in their market. They'll narrow their search further by focusing on, say, the owner's age or the time of ownership. And then they'll narrow down even further by looking for these problems like death and disease and drugs and divorce, bankruptcy, stuff like that. Because believe it or not, today's advertising platforms make all of that type of information, makes all that type of information available to us as advertisers. And it seems like a smart approach, doesn't it? Well, it actually is, but there's a couple problems with this. One, it's how everyone is doing it. So the competition there is really high doing it this way. And two, it's the most expensive way to do it. Because the more specific you dial in your ideal prospect search, the greater the advertising cost, the more that they're going to charge you for that. So you've got high competition and high cost. You don't want that. No, you want the opposite. You want low competition, low cost. And you get this result by you not targeting at all. You see, as smart as we think we are, the artificial intelligence that governs all these advertising platforms, it's smarter than us. These advertising machines, they've got a ton more data than we do, and they can process it in an instant. So don't waste your time doing the targeting. Go really broad with your audience, because it's cheaper to do it that way, and then just let the machines do the targeting for you, because they're smarter at it than us. You see, we typically cut our clients' costs by 30% when we do it this way. We cut Jeffs in half. So more motivated sellers, less money spent. How do the machines know who to target for you? Well, that brings us to step number two, create curiosity. What you're gonna do is you're gonna tell the machines who to target by creating content that will create curiosity for a motivated seller. And here's what I mean. We've got a few ways that we're doing this, but I'll give you an example of the one that's really crushing for us, and we call it our dog whistle strategy. You know how a dog whistle works, right? It's a small little whistle that seemingly makes no noise when you blow into it. We can't really hear it, but we can't hear it because it's not a human whistle. It's called a dog whistle, which dogs can hear it loud and clear. And so what you want to do is you want to create a unique whistle in your content that only motivated sellers can hear. So if your ideal motivated seller were, a frustrated landlord, you could create a video titled, How to Evict Bad Tenants in 5 Simple Steps. You take that video, then you show it to your entire market, really broad. And then you tell the advertising machines to take note of anyone that watched more than 25% of that video. And then what they do is they place them in their own little unique group. We call it a custom audience. And here's why. Because who would watch more than 25% of that video? Well, only landlords with bad tenants. Property owners with problems, right? So the machines, then they go out and find more people just like those who are likely to watch 25% of that video as well. So they can add them to your small little audience too. And now that the machines have separated all of these people, they've pulled them and extracted them from your market, put them in this small little group, you can now place your I Buy Houses ads in front of them, this motivated seller group. And because it would be a very small group compared to the entire population of your market, you can reach all of these motivated sellers really effectively for as little as $1 a day, for real. And at such a low cost, now you can experiment freely with multiple types of ads to target your market. Well, that brings us to number three. It'll cause them to trigger action. This triggers action. You want to trigger the motivated seller to take an action, like call you or text you or go to your website to inquire about getting some more help with their problem. And you want a system in place to do that, like a call capture phone number, so you can trigger your follow-up system in return. And sometimes there's something that we've done recently that's working amazingly well in lieu of a call capture phone number system. We've been directing sellers to go straight to the website for more information. And historically, this has been like the kiss of death for online advertising, because the seller will read all about you at your website. They'll read about your service, then they'll just leave to never return. But now we've been using retargeting pixels so we can continue to track them. But we're not putting them only on the website. What we're doing is we're embedding these pixels in the actual link. It's a link cloaker called Covert Link. And we've seen our motivated seller remarketing group grow at almost double the speed by doing it this way. Because, sometimes your motivated seller, they're on their cell phone, they don't have a strong enough signal to connect to your website quick enough, they get impatient, and then they bail before they ever see it. But it doesn't matter. They click the link. And now we've got them. The pixel captured their information, and now we can follow them all around the internet. And this is the key to the whole thing, by the way. As the stats show, 80% of all of your transactions are going to happen between your 5th and your 12th contact with the seller. And if you had to personally reach out to every single seller that responded to your ads at a minimum of 5 times to get them to sell you their house at your desired price, you'd never get anything done. So you want a system for that. One that automatically continues to send them emails, sends them texts. It follows up with them with ringless voicemails and letters and postcards, and it continues to follow them all around the internet in the same way that Amazon has been following you around for the last decade. Yeah, we can do that now too. And another thing the stats show is that most of your competition, they're going to give up on a seller after their 3rd contact. So you want to go down this road of building out your follow-up system. It's less crowded the further down you go, meaning the more easy the deals are going to be for you. So your ads, they trigger motivated sellers to take action. And then when they do, your follow-up system gets triggered to take action too. And it follows up until the motivated seller sells. So here's what we know. To successfully find motivated sellers online, you must 1, identify target, 2, create curiosity, and 3, trigger action. And you can do it how I showed you for as little as $1 a day. All right, take care.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
The This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.